I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 49 degrees.
Still have a crash blocking 33rd South near 5th East. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A Lehigh man is accused of tricking young men into invasive and fake medical examinations.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the story.
Leonard Lotion convinced three young men that he needed practice giving them physicals. Two of the men alleged the incidents happened in 2018 while they were serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Texas. The alleged abuse then continued multiple times in Sandy and Brigham City. According to court documents, Lotion later told Sandy police that he lied to the boys and took advantage of them. He's now being charged in 3rd District Court with multiple sexual assault felonies. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Residents in Summit County being told they may have their power shut off because of wildfire. Spokesperson Spencer Hall says they're worried about the risk from the Fire Canyon fire.
Probably won't happen, but we want people to be prepared in the event that we do. This is all to protect the community.
The warning applies to about 2,000 residents of the Sundance and Summit Park communities. The power company asking everyone to make sure their emergency contact information is up to date, just in case they need to get a hold of you.
A man is accused of opening up a new restaurant with stolen equipment from another Davis County kitchen. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Court documents say Rodrigo Yescas Gonzalez was a manager at the Davis Conference Center, but he told employees to remove kitchen equipment from that building and put it in a new restaurant in Murray. Things like a cold prep fridge, a grill, mixer, espresso machine, ice machine, pizza oven, and more. The Deseret News says Yescas told one employee to even clock in at the Conference Center in Layton, then drive to the Murray restaurant and work there. He's facing felony charges. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
President Trump has kept a previously undisclosed bank account in China.
ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the revelation from tax documents obtained by the New York Times.
Between 2013 and 2015, the New York Times reports an account controlled by one of President Trump's corporate entities paid nearly $200,000 in Chinese taxes as the president's business pursued hotel deals in Asia. That sum is more than the president has reportedly paid to the U.S. Treasury. The Trump Organization told the paper the Chinese account remains open but is dormant. Word of the account's existence comes as the president and his allies have criticized Joe Biden over his son's potential ties to Chinese businesses. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Meanwhile, President Trump tonight will rally supporters in North Carolina, where the most recent poll shows a dead heat between him and Joe Biden. Joe Biden is off the campaign trail today to prepare for tomorrow's debate. But his running mate Kamala Harris will head to North Carolina for campaign events today.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are signaling a willingness to negotiate over another round of economic stimulus. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has told the White House not to make a deal with Democrats before the election.
That's a conversation that reportedly happened behind closed doors. He's telling his Republican caucus that he's warned the White House not to go ahead with any kind of deal with Pelosi before the election. There's some fear there that there could be repercussions for these vulnerable senators who are up for re-election. They are up against the clock, and Pelosi says they need to have a deal worked out by the end of the week in order for this to happen. There are talks continuing today.
ABC Cecilia.
KSL weather now with Kristen Van Dyke. You can probably get away with a t-shirt today, but tomorrow you're going to want to have a sweater or jacket ready.
This weekend, the storm system moves in to bring in the potential for some mountain showers. Slight chance for some valley showers, potentially Saturday night into Sunday. But what you'll really notice is the dramatic cool down. We'll go from highs today in the 70s back to the 50s for the end of the week. And then this weekend on Sunday, highs only in the low to mid 40s.
Kristen says Sunday night into Monday, we can expect a widespread freeze along the Wasatch Front.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.